USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making his first official visit to India. Overnight here, he was addressing a packed house there at a rally at the world's largest cricket stadium, the first event to be held at the venue that seats about 110,000. Bernie Sanders coming off another victory, this time at the Nevada caucus over the weekend, and saying on 60 Minutes last night there is a distinction between his brand of, quote, socialism and what he calls President Trump's capitalistic socialism.
He got $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury housing. That's called corporate socialism. What democratic socialism is about is saying, let's use the federal government to protect the interests of working families.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Gas prices around the country have leveled off lately. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The average price nationally of regular grade gasoline is $2.53, and other than 0.2 of a penny, that's exactly the same price we had 2 weeks ago.
The judge in the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial ordered jurors to resume deliberations after they told him they were deadlocked on two of the charges. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke said the jurors should continue deliberations on a verdict on Monday. If they're unable to come up with a unanimous decision, they can return a verdict on the three counts they agreed upon: first-degree rape, third-degree rape, and criminal sex act. Burke dismissed the jurors for the weekend after 4 days of deliberations. Weinstein's defense team said they're willing to accept a partial verdict, while prosecutors said they want a decision on all five counts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's a new WBC heavyweight champion, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Tyson Fury, known as the Gypsy King, defeating Deontay Wilder by TKO in the seventh round after the referee stops that Saturday night fight in Las Vegas. Fury improves to 30-0-1 with 21 knockouts. For the bronze bomber, Wilder, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama, suffers his first career loss, falling to 42-1-1. He said after the fight, he made no excuses.
Like I said, we come back even stronger the next time around. You know, this is what big-time boxing is all about. The best must fight the best. I just appreciate all the fans that came out tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the box office this weekend,
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package. On my planet, people were always after my powers. So I came to yours. It gets a little lonely, but that's okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog is still number one, bringing in $26 million. Call of the Wild is at number two its first week with $24 million. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is still on the charts at number 3 with 7 million. Brahms, The Boy 2, is at number 4 with 5.9 million. And Bad Boys for Life, coming in at number 5, also with 5.9 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.